This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He's also a practicing physician, represents Georgia's 6th Congressional District, and he's the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the group of House conservatives up on Capitol Hill. We want to get his reaction to a couple of things today. First of all, the speech given by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, suggesting that the Federal Reserve might start injecting some more money into the economy. We also want to get his reaction to the latest deficit numbers coming out of the government. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg, so much. Wonderful to be with you again.
Thank you, sir. We got a statement from your office pretty quickly after the Bernanke speech, showing a great deal of concern on your part about the idea of the government printing more money, because Bernanke says the economy is not growing enough to sustain the job creation we'd like to see, at least at the level we'd like to see it. And so that means the government needs to inject some more money in. Explain why that's dangerous in your opinion.
Well, it really is very perplexing. What the Fed has said, to what Bernanke is saying, is that the economy is weak and it will continue to be weak. They're trying to downplay concerns about inflation, but then they're setting the table for what Bernanke describes as, quote, non-conventional tools, unquote, which is the printing of money. But at the same time, they're also saying that the reason, Bernanke has said, the reason that the economic activity has continued to be slow is that there isn't the demand out there. Well, just printing new money won't create the demand. What will create the demand is fixing the structural problems with unemployment and the like. And so, again, as a physician, the right diagnosis is being made, the wrong treatment is being put in place, and consequently we won't get to the right answer.
How much money would need to be injected into the system to create serious inflation for people who can least afford it right now?
Well, that's the unknown, and there really isn't any way to know that. But what we do know, what those of us who believe in free market capitalism and the greatness of this wonderful nation in its history know, is that just printing money is not going to solve anything, and in fact, it will likely make things worse. You can't borrow and spend your way to prosperity. It's not going to happen, never has before, and it's not about to start here now. I think that it's very possible that what Chairman Bernanke wants to do is to postpone things until we get through the election. But the president, to whom he is beholden, has demanded that he take some sort of action because the unemployment numbers are terrible, the deficit is terrible. Clearly, the administration doesn't have a plan to get us out of these doldrums, so they're asking the only fellow that they think might have an opportunity to turn things around.
What tools do you think the Fed should exercise, if any, or has the Fed done enough already?
Well, I think the Fed needs to pull back. I think what the Fed needs to do is to remove some of the money that it has injected into the money supply so that we have the actual free market work. We get some greater certainty about what the federal government is going to do. I think a statement by the Fed that they will not inject further money into the money supply would be more helpful than what has been said today. And I think what mainly has to happen is that for Congress and the administration, we have to, as a group, say, look, we're going to decrease spending, not increase spending. We're going to decrease taxes, not increase taxes. And we're going to incentivize those job creators across this great land.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price. And Congressman, so you mentioned that the president's looking for urgent action on this, perhaps before the election. Do you believe that Bernanke's ready to announce something significant in the next 2 weeks?
I don't think so. I think that the president, as I said, has been very, very frustrated by his own actions, and I'm not certain whether he doesn't appreciate how we actually create jobs in this country or whether he's just continues to be working just upon his ideology, the leftist ideology that he espouses. But what he needs is a game changer, and I don't think he's got it right now and won't have it until he recognizes that it's free market capitalism that allows this nation to thrive.
Do you suspect, sir, that the results of the midterms will impact how Bernanke moves forward?
I think so, and I think we're going to get the hints are coming from the administration already. We're being told that there's an article coming out this weekend that I can't wait to see from the New York Times magazine interview with the president, where apparently the president says, look, I may not have had the right idea when I attempted to spend $1 trillion that we don't have in the stimulus. So if they are, in fact, if the administration is, in fact, relooking at the policies that they put in place that have been terribly destructive to the economy, then we may have an opportunity to work together come January and hopefully move things in the right direction.
Let's talk about some other news that's broken here. Congressman, on Friday we learned that the fiscal year 2010 deficit was just shy of $1.3 trillion, so two consecutive years essentially in that neighborhood. Does that surprise you at all? Was that what you expected? And what's your sense on the trend moving forward here?
Well, it doesn't surprise me based upon the policies that the administration and Speaker Pelosi and the gang have put in place, but it is incredibly destructive to our economy. We cannot continue to spend more money than we take in. It is simply irresponsible. It is destructive to not just the current economy, but future economies for our kids and our grandkids, and destines us to be beholden to a larger and more more oppressive federal government. So what we need to do is to regroup. The Republican Study Committee, which I'm privileged to chair, has put forward a balanced budget. We need a balanced budget. We need to not spend more money than we take in. We need to actually decrease spending at the federal level in a very systematic and appropriate manner. And we need to send the signal to all Americans that we will not raise taxes, especially in a time of economic challenge. It is those things that will get the economy rolling again.
Congressman, as we've seen over the past few years, clearly the deficits are a lot bigger than they were just a few years ago, but still throughout most of the past decade, they've been in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And most experts come to the conclusion that you're never going to fix this problem on a permanent basis until entitlements are addressed in a meaningful way. How ready would a Republican majority be in the next Congress to really tackle Medicare and Social Security?
Oh, we're absolutely ready, and I believe that we'll work aggressively in that arena. But I do believe that what we will do is something that hasn't been done in the last 3.5 years, and that is open the door and invite all members of Congress to work together positively, but from both sides of the aisle, to solve these challenges. These are huge, remarkable challenges that we have as a country, and we're not going to solve them in a partisan manner. And that has been one of the major shortcomings of Speaker Pelosi and her leadership, or lack thereof, and that is that she has insisted upon doing going alone on these things, not doing them in a bipartisan manner. And you can't have the kind of fundamental reform that this nation requires to regain its fiscal sanity without bipartisan support. And so I look forward to those positive meetings where we will work together and move, I hope, the nation forward in a very, very positive way together.
Last question, last 30 seconds, Congressman. On a third topic, you and I talked about health care so many times. Your reaction to Thursday's ruling by the judge in Florida that at least two of the issues can move forward, namely the individual mandate and forcing states to expand Medicaid.
I think it's an incredibly important opinion that the judge made, and that is that the case has significant questions raised about it, and they're constitutional questions, fundamental questions that need to be addressed by the court. I'm very pleased that he allowed it to move forward and look forward to a positive outcome, which I believe will be finding that the individual mandate, the dictate from the federal government about health coverage, will be found to be unconstitutional. And then we can move forward positively to solve the real challenge that we have in health care, and that is not having the federal government involved in making those very personal medical decisions between patients and families and doctors.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Take care now.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, also chairman of the Republican Study Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.